I don't have a skull or bones.
Welcome to the MIB podcast, where we help you chase your dreams side by side. And now, your hosts, Mike and Talia Osborne.
What's up?
Hey, everybody.
This is Mike.
And Talia.
You're listening to the
MIB podcast.
Married and in business. Last week, we were married and sick as crap.
This week, we're married and recovering.
yeah, recovering. I was in bed, and we're recording this the night before. Usually, you know, we try to go like a week, 2 weeks early.
Yeah.
Because we have so much going on, but I was dead.
Yeah.
All day yesterday. Literally, I went to bed. I was in bed from 9:30 a.m. all the way until this morning at 9:30 a.m.
Yeah.
I literally did not move, and I slept so long that my back hurts like crazy now instead of, you know, but the bug has gone away though.
Yeah, but let's talk about this for a second, because I also got this bug, and this bug's kind of gone around our family.
It went from our 9-year-old?
Yep.
To our
11-year-old,
then to you, yep. Then to me.
Now back to the...
Yeah, somehow back to the 11-year-old.
But let me just say this. The day that I was sick and in bed, I got told I was faking. But somehow all the faking symptoms I had were the same ones he had when he was sick. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. You know, I probably wasn't even sick. I was probably just overworked. Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
No, but see, Talia, when she came in the room, I was dead.
Yeah.
When I like...
He was like pale.
She was like texting me all day saying, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, yeah, this girl's sick, all right, you know? And I'm sitting there like, she texts me 8 hours later, did not move.
He was so pale. I was like, he had no color in his face. I'm like, honey, you look awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt awful. Just luckily, I didn't get the stuff going out in either direction. So a little too much information. So luckily I got a mutation of whatever they got, and my big fat self handled it fine and did not go off my diet either.
Good.
No ginger ale,
I'm so proud of
no
you.
Bread, no nothing. The next day, Ty ate sushi. So you want to talk about being strong. I literally ate nothing yesterday at 11 o'clock at night. I ate some pineapple.
My doctors always tell me, listen to your body.
Yeah.
My body said sushi. So my body said,
I got about 8 sips of water in for about 12 hours, and then I ate a can of pineapple, which I shared with the dog. So, yeah. That's what I did. And I didn't cheat at all.
All right. All right. Before we forget, guys, don't forget to check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/MIB podcast. We always try to post at least one of our episodes there, whether it's an old one or a new one. So check that out. Share it with your friends and family. Let them hear what's going on in the MIB world.
What's going on in our world besides that? We've been doing it a lot. Actually selling a ton on eBay this month. Really happy about that. Been selling a bunch on Amazon. Today is all about our snowball challenge, too. So this will be the January snowball update episode.
Yes.
And things went as we planned.
But wait. We can't talk about the snowball challenge without talking about our favorite snowman.
Who's that?
Olaf.
I don't have a skull or bones. I like warm hugs.
Yeah, we used to go and see him all the time.
Yeah, we lived
at Disney.
Yeah, we lived in Orlando, right? And, you know, well, right there. And we were at Disney every freaking weekend.
During the week while the kids were at school,
yeah,
Mike and I would sneak into the park and we would go watch the Frozen.
We wouldn't sneak in. We were allowed to come in. But
obviously, yeah. We had tickets. But I'm just saying, we would leave without the kids knowing because they're in school, and we would go watch Olaf and the crew.
Yeah, do the Frozen after or what, the Frozen show. I don't even know what it's called. But I mean, we used to, it would be me, Talia, and the 3-year-old at the time, and I think we enjoyed it more than the 3-year-old.
We definitely did.
Yeah, because the other kids were like, this is so boring. At the time, they're what, 9 and 7?
Yeah.
They're like, I'm frozen out. Frozen sucks, you know.
We're singing along.
Yeah, I know. We're having a good time.
Laughing at all the jokes.
They got some pretty good comedians in there, and they always switch the jokes up a little bit and keep you going.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you're talking about. Snowballs are great.
All right, so today's episode is Married and the Snowball Special Episode 1. So we've been talking.
I guess it'll be January.
Okay, January. Sorry, yeah. Guys. We've been talking about doing the snowball challenge, investing $100, tracking it throughout the year for as long as we possibly can without it interfering with everything else, and kind of trying to give you a better idea of how much money you can actually make. What can you do with $100? And so we spent our $100, and now we can show you the results. We can show you what we spent, where we spent it, how much profit we made, and kind of go from there.
Yeah, we it's been pretty bad. The website's not up yet, but it will be up before the first of the year. And now
it's past the first of the year.
Oh, you know what I mean. The first of February. It'll be up by the end of the month. I'm sorry. Yes. End of January, it'll be up. And I built an entire website today by myself, integrated with email marketing and everything else in a couple hours. So I know I will have time, hopefully to get this done before the end of the month. And you'll be able to go to AmazonSnowballChallenge.com, and you'll be able to see all the items we bought, how much we sold it for on Amazon, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so I'm excited to go through this list with you guys and give you a great idea of what you can do with $100 and how much you'll come out on top at the end of a month or a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So,
and before we even say this, I think we should have made a lot more money on this. And the reason why I'm saying that is Amazon really was dragging their feet this whole month.
Yeah.
Like, we tried sending things in different ways, and usually we'll send something, say, so many hundred units to Charlotte.
Right.
And we're here in Carrollton, Virginia, which is like 4 or 5 hour drive from Charlotte.
Yeah.
It usually gets there the next day and goes into stock that day or the next.
Right.
Lately, we've been sending things, one item to Richmond 2 weeks ago, and it's still not in stock.
Yeah.
So something's going on with Amazon. I think it's because they're literally sending our stuff wherever they want, and then they're reconfiguring, moving it to all these different new warehouses all over the country.
Yeah.
And it's really not doing us well. Yeah, I mean, if anything, it's kind of sucky, but I think it's gonna even out at the end.
It will.
Once your business gets used to it, it doesn't really matter. But for us, a lot of these things we bought, we could have sold for way more money if they would have got it there and in stock faster.
However, that is why you always buy with 100% margins. That is exactly why.
Because I know, but these were like 200, 300.
Oh, I know.
These were literally, we bought items for $10 after Christmas to sell for $50.
I know.
And now, those same items, if we had more of them, are at $18, which we'd probably lose money at that point.
Yeah.
Because Amazon just dragged their feet. Now, I don't want to put this down because, like I said, it's going to all even out. Once this all goes through, it doesn't matter. You know, you're still going to make money. You're going to make a lot of it. Yeah. It's just, you're going to have to learn your timing of when I send something into Amazon and these locations, kind of how long does it take? And I think it's going to get better as the year goes on.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
Because it's never been this low ever right now. So if you get in right now and you're not used to anything anyway, it doesn't affect you at all.
Yeah.
For me and Dahlia, we could have made 3 times our money on these items. Rant done.
All right. So back to this being the best business ever. All right. So one of our first items, basically on this list, I believe we spent most of our money at Walgreens. And then the last couple of items we got at Walmart. So we'll start with the first item, which was a Disney Princess bathtub squeezing toy, basically.
Bath toys.
Yeah, bath toys. So we got 2 of them. Let's see. One, we bought them both for $4.99. One we sold for $14.42. And we made a profit of $4.80.
No, $4.08.
Sorry, $4.08. My bad. Mm-hmm. We bought the second one for the same price, $4.99. And then we sold that one for $14.30. So we made $3.98 on that one. So with your profit and your investment back, so we made, let's see, for the first one, it was $8.97 for profit and investment back. And then for the second one, it was $9.07 for profit and investment back.
So we didn't double there, but we're close enough.
Pretty close.
Close enough that didn't matter, right?
Yep.
let's see. Why did you? It's, my wife did this, not me. I said she has like one at the top, one at the bottom. What? Okay, the so it says, here you go. Wish we bought that was from Walgreens. From Walmart, Wish Me Pets, Pinky the Unicorn. We bought two of these, bought them at $9 and sold them for $22.75, made $11.26 profit, which we, well, with our money plus investment back, we got $29.26.
Booyah.
Booyah to ya.
All right.
This was fun. I found this one.
Yes.
And there's two of them.
Yes, there are. All right. So we got two Chia Pet Bob Rosses, pretty awesome, from Walgreens. Well, we bought them both for $7.99. One we sold for $69. Nope, sorry, just kidding. One of them we sold for $29.99. And we made $12.41. And the second one we bought, I guess we sold for $15.
I don't think that's right.
It is. $15.96. And we only made
A big drop?
49 cents.
See, when I bought these were selling for $45.
Yeah, I know.
And then I don't know, I don't remember the second one going that low, but I will trust Talia. So one of them, basically, we broke even. First one, we made almost twice our money, so still almost breaks even on that.
Yep.
All right, we bought two Transformer Optimus Primes from Walgreens. They're little tiny things, which is kind of
itty
weird.
Bitty.
Yeah, we bought them for $3.49. We sold them for $12.97, which doesn't sound like fantastic, but we literally made an $8.68 profit on those. So almost doubling, made $15.66 back in total. So, a little bit. Same thing. We bought these. They were selling for $18.99, and it took a while for them to go in, but we still bought so far ahead that we still almost doubled our money.
All right. So then we have our Walgreens purchase we made, which was the Transformers Star Scream, which again was a teeny tiny little toy, and we bought two of them. They're both $3.49. One we bought, one we sold at $14.99. The second one was at $11.39. We made $6.06 on the first and $3 on the second, and we made around $15 profit on both of those.
No, $9 profit. We made like 17 bucks back.
No.
Or 16 bucks back. Yeah.
Those two together.
I know. $6 plus $3. Okay, so I know math, so okay.
I was reading off of the profit plus your investment.
Yeah, there you go. Transformers Megatron we bought from Walgreens. Same thing, we bought a bunch of these for $3.49. We sold them for $16.89, made a $7.68 profit, which is $11.17 plus, well, our money plus investment back. I'm not even sure why we got this stupid thing over here. It's annoying. We know we spent $100. Okay, we'll fix that in the next episode. But either way, we bought a lot of stuff from Walgreens because it was 50% off and it was dirt cheap and the ranks were great. So we're hoping that we can find more of that here in the next near future.
Yep. All right, next item from Walgreens. It was a Hot Wheels Shark Bait. We bought two of them, $3.49, and we sold them for $11.94, made a $6.94 profit. So we got back a total of $13.92.
So yes, and we probably bought like 20 of these things.
Oh, we bought
a
whole bunch of
20
those.
Or 30. We sold, you know, as a business, and we sold most of them. I mean, we sold them all. We don't have any more. So, all right, Peppa Pig trans camper vans. We bought seven of these bad boys.
Yep, and Mikey found this one.
Yep, we bought it for $20. Sold it for $73.94. Bought it at Walmart, and
that's not right.
See, this is why I can't take you nowhere. Okay, so at $73.94, we probably made like a $26 profit, something like that. And I'll have to get to you to figure that out because I don't know what happened there. And no way that's right. Yeah, so it's probably like we got probably
it was
got like
$28.64.
You think so?
Yeah,
think
I put it on the wrong line.
Where's the other line?
Down here.
Oh, the Nutcracker? No, that's Hallmark. Okay. Oh,
no, that's right too. Okay, we'll figure it out. No, sorry, guys.
We didn't sell Captain America for.
Yeah, so that's probably right.
This is probably like that.
Okay.
Something like that.
Sorry, guys.
So yeah, so we made $28.64 profit. So we got on a $20 investment, we turned that to $48.64.
All right. Next one is our Captain America Hallmark ornament. We bought for $3.99, sold it for $11.
You can't sell Hallmark ornaments in January.
You sure can.
And we did a whole bunch of them.
Yes, we did. All right. So I sold it for $11.49, made a $3.99 profit, and we made like $7.98 back.
Basically doubled our money. We bought a few of those, Jack Skellington things. I'm surprised we didn't actually do that. I guess we put that in or just a regular business, but we're still selling Jack Skellington nutcrackers.
Yeah. Like, people love that stuff.
People are really the cult classics of that. What, Nightmare on, what are they called? Not Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
They love Jack Skellington. They love that Sally girl, right? Mm-hmm. We bought these snow globes from there for, and if we put those in a challenge, we would have made a ton of money, but I think they're $5. We sold them for over $50 a piece from Walgreens.
That's awesome.
But they're super cool though, right?
Yeah.
All right. So these ones here kind of sucked.
What?
I think, right?
No.
That's what it looks like right there. Oh, this, I don't know what this column is. Barbie the Nutcracker. So some Nutcracker Barbie, right? So we bought two.
From the Nutcracker movie.
We probably bought six of these, but two of them went into the challenge. They're $10 a piece. And we sold one for $26.69, the other for $29.27. We made a profit of $12.05 and $11.69 on those two, which basically took our $20 and turned it to $43.74.
Yep. So our grand total.
Yep, with $100 invested.
And $195.10 back in our pocket.
Yep. So we almost doubled. So our whole goal was to double our money, and we did not. We made 95.1% return on investment. So that was the whole point, though. And honestly, I think it's going to get better from here, too. Because, like I said, we really had some weird stuff, kooky stuff happen in January. In February, the prices aren't going to fluctuate that much.
Yeah.
So when you buy something at one price, you're probably going to sell it for that price. Unless
you're
it's
pretty
just,
close.
Yeah, unless it's just ridiculously overpriced.
Yep. So guys, that's it. It's pretty simple. We didn't buy anything fancy or crazy. Most of the stuff was low dollar items, and it wasn't like crazy amount of profit except on maybe like five of the items. So, you know, just keep an eye out for these $3-4 items, $10 items. These things can bring you good profit as long as you have that 100% return on investment and you have that flexibility within your price. You shouldn't have any problems, you know, making that money back plus some. And so I hope this episode kind of showed you what you can do with $100. Take your $100, go shopping, use your app. If you want a cheat sheet, we have one available. All you have to do is reach out to us, info@themibpodcast.com. The cheat sheet really just shows you what ranks you should be shopping within for Amazon. And that way you can determine, will this sell quickly or is it a slow seller? And if it's a quick seller, that's kind of what you want. And so email us. We'll be happy to share that with you.
Yeah. I mean, it's there for the taking. We're going to be doing a lot more this year when it comes to coaching, mentoring. We're going to do a live training here really, really soon. As soon as I can get all these other ducks in a row. Wait a minute. I can't wait for ducks to get in a row. We did an episode about that, right? No, we're going to be working on a lot of new projects this year. I'm doing another challenge right now, it's called One Funnel Away Challenge with ClickFunnels Company, and that's taking up a lot of time, but I'm learning so much from it, so it's well worth it. But we are definitely doing as much as we can with the time that we have available to us.
Yes, for sure.
And we still have a private label company. We still have our eBay business. We still have an Amazon business. We have a lot going on. So we're going to do our best to keep up with this challenge for you guys. We're hoping to see how much we can turn that $195.10 into next month.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'd like to go over $400.
See if we can do it.
If we go over $400 next month, you owe me a burrito. Never mind. I don't eat burritos.
We don't eat burritos anymore. All right, guys. We thank you for listening, and we hope that you are ready to go. Spend your $100, $50, and enter the challenge with us. Tell us how you did, and we can't wait to hear your success.
Check it out on Amazon Snowball Challenge.com.